This is the Joyful Mama Show. We want to help you take actionable steps toward dreams that have more impact, family life that has more peace, and motherhood that has more joy.
We think that it's time for moms to rise up in entrepreneurship and change the world. But let's face it, it's hard to sort through all of the ways we get stuck in our own heads and in all of the things we feel like we're supposed to be doing.
How can we change the world when we're overwhelmed with trying not to feel overwhelmed about homeschooling or power struggles with our kids or taking care of our own hearts, our bodies, and our minds?
We want to give you the tools to find rest, joy, and healing while also taking your business and your dreams to the next level. You know you were made for more than hustle. You can feel that you were made for more than the lies that hold you back. And we believe that you were made for amazing things that impact the kingdom of God and the people that God has given you to impact for Him. You were made to be a joyful mama, to have a heart that is thriving, not striving. And we want to help you step into the fullness of all you were created to become.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Joyful Mama Show. We're so excited to talk to you today about a topic that is near and dear to our hearts. We've talked in the past, if you heard our episode on how we get inspired by thought leaders and people that we listen to and CEOs and people who are successful in business and who are doing amazing things. But today we want to talk to you how we get inspired and refreshed and rejuvenated by like entertainment and watching shows we love and reading books we love and fiction and listening to audiobooks and giving our mind a little bit of a break, giving our hearts a little bit of a chance to enter into our imagination or someone else's imagination into a story they've created. And we kind of want to just say today that that's okay. It's okay to have things that you love that aren't necessarily producing this huge impact on your business, or to be listening to something that is just for you to find value and entertainment and joy in. You know, there's one show I really love and am such a fangirl of. It's been in my life since what, like 2009, I think is when I found it. That show is Gilmore Girls. And if you know me in real life, you probably know, because I'm pretty expressive about the things I like on the episode about Starbucks. There are certain things I like, and I like those things a lot. Gilmore Girls is one of those things, one of those shows. And it's so funny because I actually just found out that my 17-year-old niece is a diehard Gilmore Girls fan, and I didn't even know. Like, she listens to it, not even watching it. I'm talking about listening to it all the time on a continuous loop. I met a 17-year-old the other day who said Gilmore Girls is her favorite show. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how can it be that I'm 42 and I have the same favorite show as you do? Like, what is this?
That is wild.
It's wild when you think about it. And it's funny because I've heard men talk about The Office in the same way, that they will like watch The Office on a loop in the same way that people do. I think maybe the other show I've heard of is Friends. People watch Friends on a loop. But for me, it's Gilmore Girls. I love the relationships in it. And I think there's just this, even in the day and age we're living in, where there's so much coming at us all the time, life feels hard right now. People are dealing with the anxiety. Ever since 2020, I feel like we just went through this major upheaval in the world. And even for me specifically in the church, like it just feels like every day there's like another leader falling. You're hearing about adultery and manipulation and all these things. And you're like, gosh, is there anybody I can trust anymore? Is there any leader in the church that's trustworthy? And so there's these like big amounts of grief we've all been dealing with, whether it's personally or just in our lives, kind of like externally. And a place like Stars Hollow, Connecticut, there's silliness and there's, you know, relational things, but it's like this safe place. I remember when I was growing up, people used to talk about Cheers And I never got into tears, but it was like, where everybody knows your name, you know, like, I think for the generation before us, there was something about these same people that went to the same place all the time, kind of like Friends. They just go to this coffee shop most of the time. And it's like, or they're in their apartment. Gilmore Girls, they're like at Luke's diner, or they're like at her parents' house or their own. Like, there's not a lot happening. There's not all this action happening. They're not going to all these. It's like they go to the same place. They see the same people. And you get to enter into their world for a little bit. Even The Office, they're just in their office. Seinfeld, they like, I mean, it's these, it's like these stories about nothing. And we don't have a lot of TV shows like that anymore, where it's these stories about nothing. And so I think people are going back to these same ones because there's not new ones being made.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I think that's why there's all these teenage girls going back and finding Gilmore Girls and like watching it over and over again, because there's not new things being produced that are like that.
It's so true. That's so true. Well, I was definitely, I mean, it had been years since I had read like a fiction novel or really watched like a sitcom or a show. I might put a movie on and it would be like in the background while I'm doing other things, but I never gave myself permission to just like get into a show because I was thinking this is a waste of time. It's not productive. I'm not moving the needle on anything, and definitely did not want to take the time and the focus and attention to actually read a book that wasn't like self-development or the Bible, personal growth, something. And actually you had great influence on me.
It's like my mission in life. Give people the permission to read fiction or to do something that is seemingly meaningless.
You did it with me. You mission accomplished.
Thank you.
Yes. Because not only did you recruit me into Gilmore Girls fandom, which by the way, so she said she'd been watching this since 2009. I just started like in 2023. Okay. Missed all those years of what I could have been enjoying in Gilmore Girls. I had heard about the show. I did not care to like really dive into it. It was just like, oh, it's about a mom and a daughter. Well, having been a single mom and having now like two teen daughters, we actually, Gilmore Girls like brought us together in our relationship like to a whole new level. So I remember Sarah and I had like a little weekend together. I came home and I was like, we watched the first episode together. We had like a slumber party in a hotel room. We watched like the first one or two episodes. And I was like, okay, now I have to keep going. So I came home, told my girls like, hey, we're going to watch this together. And it like instantly became our thing. We were not allowed to watch it without everyone present. We had to all be together. There were a couple times I will admit that like one of them went on a mission trip for like a whole week. One, like there were a couple times like I cheated and like went ahead and then I'd be like, it's okay, I'll watch those episodes again. And then they got really upset with me and they're like, no, we had an agreement. You broke the agreement. I had to like repent and ask them to like forgive me and then not keep skipping ahead on Gilmore Girls. But it literally, like, I'm not kidding you, it caused actual fights, like hurt feelings if I watched an episode without them. So we made it through all the seasons, got to the end, hated. Absolutely hated the post-season, whatever that crap was. Don't even watch it. Just in your mind, whatever you want to pretend Rory becomes, that's better than what it is. So just don't even go there, because who Rory was in high school and who she was like all like through all the seasons is not how she ended up.
Yes. As somebody who is such a Gilmore Girls fan, I actually do like A Year in the Life episodes, but I like it because of how Lorelai and her mom's relationship gets resolved. Okay,
I will agree with that. I did like that, but that to me still does not justify the pain of Rory watching her like not become who I know she should have been and could have been. So I am very happy for how Lorelai and, okay, now I can't think of
Emily.
I love how Emily turned out. Mm-hmm. So pleased with her. Anyway, yeah. So Gilmore Girls gave me like the permission to like not only watch a show, but to like watch a show with my girls that become like a thing that brings us together. And then I started reading fiction too, and like listening to audiobooks that were not just like on business and personal growth and like spiritual things, but just like a novel. Like I never, if it wasn't like a classic, like Pride and Prejudice, I just didn't even read it. And so it's just been really, really good for me to like give myself permission to like go take a bath. It's funny because I still will catch myself saying like to Dave, hey, you care if I go take a bath? I don't know why I ask. It must be something from like my past that I'm still healing from, like past relationships where like I had to get permission to do things, because he literally laughs and he's like, why are you asking me if you can take a bath? Like, do you think I'm going to say no? I'm like, well, I was going to take like a long bath. Like I'm going to take a glass of wine and a candle and a book, and like, it's going to be a minute. And he's like, so the same as your baths always are. Like, why do you keep asking? But like, it, I guess it's, I'm still stepping into like, this is okay and it's good. Like who I am when I come out from like a bath with a glass of wine and a book, it's like a really relaxed, happy version of me. And it's not something that I need to do those things to be happy, but it feels really good to be in a place where I know that it's okay and I don't have to like justify or make an excuse, or I'm still working on asking permission, I guess, like, because I did just do that the other day and he's like, why are you asking me? Just go take a bath, Liz. We're going to be fine. we'll live while you take your bath.
Wait, do you like feel like you're pawning off responsibility, like that he's going to have to pick up the slack if you go take a bath, or like have the kids gone to bed?
Kids are still up. I actually, as I'm saying this, I know exactly why I do it. And I don't know if it's something I should share, but there was a past relationship. Well, I'm going to have to just say who it is now, because I already, my first husband, when my oldest daughter was like a baby, I remember, and she was nursing and doing all the things, like he did not know what to do with her. I had forgotten about this literally until this very moment. But I remember if I wanted to go take a bath or go take a shower, I would literally have to like put her in the little bouncy seat and take her in there with me, because he wouldn't know what to do, or would say he didn't know what to do. And so she had to be with me so that if she cried, I could. The only solution, of course, was if a baby's breastfeeding, then I have to breastfeed her. That was the only solution. So I think I just got into like that mindset and that like thought pattern, like I'm the only one who can solve the problems, or I'm responsible because I'm the mom, I'm responsible for the kids. So if I'm going to step away, I have to like get permission, which it's so funny because David does not operate like that. Like if he were to ask me if he could go shower or even tell me he's going to, like, he just goes and does it. Like there's no conversation needed. So it's funny that I still am like, I guess, breaking free from like thinking like that, because it was literally like 15 years ago that probably was happening. But yeah, I think it is just like a somewhat, maybe there is a needed like, hey, we're passing the baton. Like if I'm going to be in there for like an hour or two, if somebody's thirsty or hungry, which most of the kids now are like able to fend for themselves, but like our youngest would still need supervision. So there does need to be like just a conversation like, hey, I'm out of pocket, so you have to be in charge. But it's just been so, so, so good to know that that's not just like, okay, it's kind of like, you know how people will use like the Paul, it's permissible, but is it beneficial? And I would always be like, oh, those things that are like time sucks, like that are a waste of time, that are not actually growing you, like they're permissible, but are they beneficial? I've fully crossed over into the world of like, I believe they're beneficial for me. Like, I believe they're beneficial to like have, like it's healthy to have like a little bit of a break of reality and just like be entertained. Like, I think God created us to like to be entertained. It's not bad, and it's not even just permissible. It's actually beneficial. It's like good for our emotional health. It's good for our creativity. I noticed when I started listening to like fiction and novels, like it was even improving like the way I interacted. It was improving like my creativity, my problem solving, this sounds so silly because there's some of the things that Lorelai did in Gilmore Girls that I wouldn't probably necessarily fully agree with parenting wise, but so many of the things, the dynamics I saw in her relationship with her daughter gave me a desire to like have deeper and more like intimate connection with my daughters. It actually has like, it's been really, really good, I think, for me as a mom, and had me like really reevaluate areas where like I probably was controlling and like operating out of fear and just releasing to like really trust them, trust the Lord, trust myself, all those things.
That's so good. I think that so often when we read fiction or watch fiction, we see reflections of ourselves and we see the human story like played out. I remember hearing a quote, I can't remember who said it, but like every pastor should read fiction because it gives you an insight into the mind of someone else and can give you like a love and appreciation for people and their stories and their journeys and what they're going through. And I've always said that I like long books. I like books that don't end, which is why I like TV series, because you can really go like deep into the character development that you can't do necessarily in movies. But it gives you not only empathy for people, but it also gives you a reflection of your own life. Like I can remember watching, going from start to finish, even though I'd already seen it in high school, but through the series of Friends when I was in my 20s, and watching the interactions between the characters as men and as women, having grown up in like purity culture, I actually learned how to like deconstruct these things that I had been taught about male and female relationships by watching these males and females on Friends that were just friends.
Like, that were, yes. Like, it's okay to be friends with a guy and he's not constantly got an ulterior motive to like.
Yeah. Like, even though some of the characters were in relationships, they weren't all in. Yeah. Like, not, like yeah. There were characters that were never, they were completely platonic the whole way through. And I was like learning like how to be a normal human in relationships from them. And like, I made my mom watch most of Gilmore Girls. I skipped like an episode here and there just so I didn't have to hear about.
The spring break one was a little rough.
But my mom was my best friend growing up. Like how, and I was like, oh, like, not that my mom is like Lorelai, but I was like, oh, she's my best friend. Like Rory, you know, her mom is her best friend. And this is what I want for my daughters. Like, I want us to be best friends too. And so I made my mom watch it all almost like as an homage to what my mom had done for our relationship. Like, I'm seeing this reflected in a show and I want you to watch it with me because like, you're my best friend, you know, like it was big. It's interesting how listening or watching, which by the way, I also believe that if you're listening to a book, you've read a book.
Okay, good. Let's
you can count it.
Okay.
But I also wanted to say, I literally did an Instagram stories series on how to pick a book at the library, because I feel like people go into a library and they're just like, I don't know what to do. Like, I can remember my mom literally showing me, you take a book off the shelf, you look at the back of it, you read a little bit on the inside. If it piques your interest, you can borrow it and take it home. Maybe you won't like it. Maybe you will. But you have to kind of like, if it piques your interest a little bit, check it out. Like, it's not like it, you have to pay for it, you know? But I think.
True.
We haven't even, some of us have never, we're never brought to the library by our parents. So we don't even know how to pick out books that like, you know, it is easier now when you are on Kindle or you're on, like, you can see a cover and you're like, okay, or you can see reviews. Okay, other people liked it. But the old days of going to the library, it is very hard for people to be like, how do I even pick a book? You know, and to that, I would say, yeah. I literally just commented on someone's Facebook post today that's like, tell me your favorite fiction books. I want to read more fiction. And all these people commented, like, you can do that if you don't know what to read. Or I just read a book called, oh gosh, now I have to look at They just made a Netflix series about it, which, by the way, I think they destroyed the book with it. Oh, All the Light We Cannot See. If you like historical fiction, it's a World War II book. It's a Pulitzer Prize winning book. It was amazing. And I read it with a friend, actually, a friend who lives in another country. We read the book together. And then we would Marco Polo each other and kind of talk about our thoughts. We didn't do like an official book club, but it was like a fun connecting thing for us because we're so far away. We have, all these lives going on at full speed, each of us in our separate continents, separate time zones. But mm-hmm. We connected over this book and we're going to do another one because it was just like fun to read a book with someone in the same way it was fun for you to watch Gilmore Girls with your girls. Yeah. Like that was like a fun, it was her idea, my friend's idea. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was actually more fun than I expected it to be. Let's do that again. Let's read some fiction together. Maybe we should start a book club, Liz.
Maybe we should. That would be fun.
Can it just be, though, like we all read it together? We don't have to like answer in-depth questions. I always hate book club questions because I'm like, I don't want to do homework now.
Yeah, no, don't make me do homework. But if there's like a Marco Polo channel that we can check in and talk if we want to, and there's no expectation, it's like pop in if you want. If you don't, no one's going to be like, where is she?
Yeah.
That I can get down with. Like, I would do that.
No expectations at all. Just fun if you want to, but no like homework assignment.
No homework. No questions to answer. Zero questions to answer. I hate the questions. And I don't want to like reflect. Don't ask me to reflect on fiction. Just let me read it. And if I want to talk about it, I will. And if I don't, I won't. Yeah. We could start a whole club just around Gilmore Girls. How come Gilmore Girls isn't a book series yet?
I don't know. Huh. Are you going to write that?
Maybe, because then you could take it deeper however you want. And then I could write the alternate ending of how Rory actually is supposed to end up.
Although I think that there is fan fiction that exists, but I feel like it's probably on like places like Reddit or like other websites like that. But I know that people have written fan fiction. I just have never read any of it.
Mm-hmm. I would not want to be known as a fan fiction author. So you might have already just talked me right out of it. If I'm going to be an author, it's not how I want to be known.
Okay, so Nick's the fan fiction. But if you have written some Gilmore Girls fiction, or you know of somebody who wrote some good Gilmore Girls fiction, send us a link. Yes. We'll check it out. There's a lot of Instagram accounts out there about Gilmore Girls. I'm not going to lie, I'm in a couple of Facebook groups. People don't post all the time, but like someone will post kind of like what you just said, like something that stood out to them. Like, oh my gosh, I never noticed that da 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 da. And then people will comment on it. But it's not like, you know, there's homework.
I feel like all my people are in these groups and I did not know they existed. Can you invite me to these clubs?
I will invite you.
Okay.
Because I'll notice things. And it's funny. I started, I think in 2020, at the end of 2020, or no, at the beginning of 2020, when the pandemic started, I would listen to a fiction book while I was falling asleep because I was having a lot of trouble falling asleep and my thoughts not going. I mean, we were in a really stressful time during the pandemic. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And trying to just get my system to regulate, my nervous system to like calm down. So I started listening to fiction while I slept up until 2023, like mid 2023. But I noticed I would stay awake longer trying because I wanted to hear what happened in the story. And so it was helping me sleep. And anytime I would wake up in the middle of the night, I would put the book back on. So it was helping me sleep, but it was also making me stay awake longer than I wanted to. Mm-hmm. So at some point, I switched over to listening to Gilmore Girls because I knew the story.
Yes.
My brain did not say, I wonder what's going to happen next. And so
you knew.
Yeah. So now I listen to Gilmore Girls while I'm falling asleep. And if I wake up in the middle of the night, and it takes my body and brain probably 5 minutes of listening tops, and I am out. And if I wake up in the middle of the night, I don't have any thought. I don't entertain any thoughts about anything in life. I just turn my headphone back on or plug it back in, turn Gilmore, and I am out. And it's been like my trick. And I think Netflix will never get rid of Gilmore Girls because of all the people who have it on constant looping, including me. And I'm not the only, like, I have said this to people. This is the first time I've said this publicly, but I listen to Gilmore Girls.
the announcement.
I'm not having any shame here, but I can't, there's a lot of people that are listening to it to fall asleep. And yeah, it's like one of my like biggest tools that to get great sleep.
Okay. Why did you start over, like, you know, like the background, like while I was wrapping Christmas presents or like while other things are happening, like I'm like, let's just start back at season one, episode one. And it's also really funny that like Charlotte, our 6-year-old, was like really into it. And she like knows all the characters by name. Like she knows the storyline. When our dog had puppies, she's like, let's name them Kirk, Luke, and Jess. It's really funny how like these, they become like friends. Like they're fictional characters. They're not real people, but we feel like we all know them. Yeah. It's just been, it's become a really fun, like bonding thing for us. But yeah, we started back over and I'm like, oh my gosh, look how young and cute they are. And like the nostalgia of like starting over and feeling like they're old friends. Like we've been through so much together. Like all those seasons later, like, oh my gosh.
I do love the beginning. Like the first 3 seasons are my favorite seasons. Sometimes I just go back to those ones and I never go to I used to like watch all the seasons. I'd watch it all the way through. Then I would take a big break and then I'd come back to it. And now I'm kind of in a where I like loop through the first like 3 to 4 seasons more continuously. And then once in a while I go beyond that because I just love the pilot. Like I love the very beginning. Like it's, there's something about it. It's funny. Hey, we were rapping. What?
I don't know. Go ahead. But I do have a very important question to ask that I asked you.
Okay. We were wrapping presents and kind of doing a puzzle the other night. And my husband was very engrossed in this puzzle. And I was like, well, I'm going to put Gilmore Girls on because he was taking up the whole couch. I couldn't even get to the puzzle to help anymore. So I put Gilmore Girls kind of on in the background. And the theme song came on. And he just absentmindedly like started belting out the theme song because he knows it so well. And sometimes he'll be like, can you just like go watch some Gilmore Girls to like emotionally regulate yourself? And, like, get out of your head about like, stop being mad at me because you know you're not, you said you're not mad at me anymore. You know you're not mad at me anymore, but you still feel mad. So can you go,
like, go watch?
Get out of your own head and go into someone else's world for a few minutes.
That is so funny. That's actually a really good idea. I might try that next time I'm ready to be done being mad, but I don't feel done. Being mad. Okay, so the question that I cannot believe we have not discussed, and this might need to be a whole episode in and of itself, but I'm still going to ask it right now. Are you team Dean, Logan, or Jess?
I think
you have to pick one. Don't you dare pause and be like, oh, I like this one for this reason, and this one for this reason, and this one for this reason. Like, you have to pick one.
Okay. Team Jess. Thanks. But let me qualify. Why?
No, I'm all Team Jess. You don't have to explain anything. I am 100% Jess.
Okay. So go ahead. I did like Logan. In a sense, I was glad she didn't marry him and all that. I think that could have gone real bad. But in the reboot, seeing Jess, he was the guy like Luke who had come so far.
Yeah.
And in the end, who would have done anything for her. And when you see that expression in the that reboot is like worth it just for the expression he makes on that front porch looking at Rory. He is such a good actor. Like you're like, oh, this person that he's become, he was like this kid in his youth because he didn't have like a good upbringing and stuff.
You're he would become that though. I always rooted for Jess because I knew. And even when he was like troubled and, you know, did stupid stuff, I was for him the whole time. Even after Logan was introduced and Logan had like the charisma and he was cute and, you know, all the things, it was always just for me. Always.
I think like once Luke read the book that, or he like listened to those cassette tapes that helped him to figure out like, yes, I need to pursue Lorelai. And then he gave them to Jess. And they were like self-help books that helped Jess understand like what he was doing more. And that he, you know, how to like actually be a little emotionally aware. He read those. Then Rory rejected him because she didn't know that he had changed at all. And it had only been like a minute since he'd read the book. Then when they show him later on when she's with Logan and he's like at that printing press and he's working and he's published a book. And that's when you're like, okay, for sure, you should ditch Logan.
Who was so rude. He was so mean to Jess.
So rude. And Jess helps her like get, she's dropped out of college and he's like, what are you doing? This is not who you are. Like, and he has the ability to speak into her life because he knows her and she actually receives from him. And yes, like if they did like another reboot, I would hope that her and Jess would end up together in the same way Luke and Lorelai.
Yes.
Ended up
that was the ultimate dream the whole time. That's what keeps you going through all the seasons is the hope that it will be. For me, it was the hope
of Jess or Luke.
Well, Luke for sure.
Yeah.
Charlotte says she wants to marry Luke, which I think is hilarious. We all like are in love with Luke and with Jess.
Do you know that me and my friend Nia, we went when the reboot was coming out, they had all these pop-ups of like coffee shops would have these signs that said Luke's Diner and you could go to these coffee shops and they would give you these cups. Like Netflix sent out material to all these coffee shops that signed up and they would have a Luke's Diner sign outside the coffee shop. They would have Luke's Diner cups. It would be all Gilmore'd out. And we drove like 45 minutes in Dallas to some coffee shop and got coffee at this coffee shop just so that we could have the Luke's cup. And we still have we have a picture of us because Nia is has been my only friend besides you now. I'm a convert. She's been my only friend that we like love Gilmore Girls. And so we have talked about it like for what, like 11 years or something I've known her. We constantly continuously message each other. Like an Instagram, we'll DM each other like a video someone said about Gilmore Girls or like, you know, she's my Gilmore Girls friend and nobody else gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have another.
Until me. Now I get it too. Oh my gosh. That's so funny. I have a few. You and then like Arden, who was like, you know, I don't even know how to describe what she was. She was kind of like our nanny / household manager for a while. But like also my right hand, everything. Like you, she was a long time Gilmore Girls fan. So she, I only have a couple of Gilmore Girls friends, but it's like there could be a club for sure. Well, apparently there are clubs and I'm just not in them yet. So excited for the invites. So anyway, I guess we digress on the Gilmore Girls talk, but hopefully this has, for one, if you haven't watched Gilmore Girls, inspired you to watch it. And secondly, given you a desire and granted permission for you to dive into fiction, into a show, to enter a world that's not necessarily your own, and that it's healthy and that it's good, and you should just enjoy it.
Yeah, and for a long time, it was thought of that you were an intellectual if you were a reader, not that you were somebody that was wasting time. That's such a modern thought.
That's so true. It doesn't have to be a classic. Like, you don't have to be reading like Charles Dickinson or.
Did you just say Dickinson?
I was thinking Emily Dickinson and Charles Dickens. You know what I mean? Doesn't have to be any of those.
True.
Or Emily Bronte or
Charlotte Bronte.
Did I do it wrong or are they both?
They're sisters.
Okay. I'm like, oh my gosh, am I totally illiterate? Look at me trying to name drop and who wrote Little Women? Wait, don't tell me. Hold on. Elizabeth Elliot. No, she wrote Pride and Prejudice. Who wrote Little Women?
So bad. It was married to Jim Elliot, who was a missionary.
Who wrote Pride and Prejudice?
Jane Austen.
Delete.
Oh my gosh.
Who wrote Little Women?
Louisa May Alcott. But I guess we can give that one to Elizabeth Elliot.
What did Elizabeth Elliot write? Probably something we hate.
Something that I wouldn't recommend.
My gosh. Well, clearly I need to get back in the fiction game. I took a 20-year break. A little rusty on my authors.
My stomach hurts from laughing.
I do. There's actual tears.
So Elizabeth has some homework to do.
How did I forget Jane Austen? Like, who even am I?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right. Well, hopefully you've enjoyed this episode and gotten some laughs, some permission, and some joy. Yes. Go take that bath. Go listen to that book or read it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm about to do.
All right. We love you guys and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
To get our free heart-centered homeschooling ebook or to book a breakthrough call about homeschooling or business with Sarah, visit the links in the description of this podcast. Also, we always want to hear your questions or ideas for new podcasts, so do please slide into our DMs on Instagram or post in our Facebook group. We would love to hear from you.